Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Already Wednesday. And I say that not because I want to get to Friday, but I say that because I want to get to Thursday. Already Wednesday, during a game week. What's going on? Welcome to the show. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It is game week. We've got the NFL. We are 24 hours out. It all feels very surreal and very awesome. Good to be with you. All right, lots to get to and an open phone first hour. I've got three interviews. I've got a What's Your Beef segment. The triumphant return of the What's Your Beef segment. That's coming up.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Yes, Rex. It will be. Not this segment, but it will be next hour. So, the What's Your Beef segment's coming up at 10:20. If you've got a beef about anything at all, it can be about football, it can be about basketball, it can be about baseball, hockey, sports, not sports, whatever it is, get me your beef. Hit me up on the phones with your beef. 1-800-636-8686. Go ahead and tweet me your beef. Hit me up on Instagram with your beef. Whatever you want. 10:20. And it's a defined window because I've got a 10:40 interview. So that's where we're going to put that. Meantime, open phones in the first hour. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome. R-O-M-E at haveatake.com. All right, the interviews look like this. Packers nose tackle, Kenny Clark, top of the second hour. What's your beef? Right after that, P.J. Washington, a forward for the Charlotte Hornets, coming up in hour number two. In the third hour, a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals, Devon Kennard. And that is your show. Lots of me. Do better today. Your calls were terrible yesterday. Your calls, your tweets, everything. Mostly because you got so locked in on one topic that we were not going to cover. All right, moving ahead, new day. Now, before last night's Rockets-Lakers game, I have to admit, I honestly did not have a very good feel for that series. Houston small-balled the hell out of the Lakers in game one. They got that early jump. Then they were getting hammered in game two. Yet they came all the way back from a 21-point deficit, despite the fact that Russell Westbrook looked like he had never even played basketball before, which was a huge part of the problem to me. Like, one of the biggest reasons that I can't get a read on the series or couldn't get a read on the series going into last night was you never know what you're going to get from Russ night to night. Great Russ or horrible Russ. Last night, it was much closer to the former than the latter. Like, if I were to tell you, Rocket fan, going into last night's game, that Russ would go 38-6 and that nobody lost an eye with him shooting it in a critical game three, you probably would have taken that, right? Hell yes, you would. Well, he did do all that, and it still didn't matter. They still lost 112-102. He played well, and they still got beat. And that loss was down to two people. LeBron Raymond James Sr. and Rajon Pierre Rondo, better known as King James and Playoff Rondo. And just for the record, I know that Rondo does not like the Playoff Rondo gloss. I get that because it can undercut what he does in the regular season. That's fine. But to be fair, he really hasn't done jack in the regular season of late other than get hurt and then not produce. But that really doesn't matter right now. Not when this dude can literally walk in off the streets and find another gear in the playoffs because Rondo has again. You know, for the Lakers, the question always is, who's going to be that number three option beyond LeBron and AD? And like Russ, you never know from night to night who or what you're going to get. Well, freaking Rondo was that guy last night. He was enormous off the bench for LA. Rondo was so good, you could get caught focusing only on him and get caught sleeping on LeBron. I mean, sure, LeBron was incredible again last night, but is it really unbelievable or incredible if the guy pretty much does it every single night? I mean, really, is it? Is it unbelievable if the guy does the unbelievable every single night? Hell yes, it is. And don't even think about sleeping on that old man, because pound for pound, he is still best in class. And just because he does it on the regular does not mean that it's not freaky. In fact, it's the fact that he does it with regularity that makes it so freaky. Check out these numbers for old man LeBron. 36, 7, 5, and 4 blocks. And again, he's doing it at age 35. It's freaking impossible. I mean, it's unheard of. This guy's on the floor with two other league MVPs, at least four Hall of Famers, and he is head and shoulders the best player on the court at 35. And he's doing it on both ends. This guy's hitting from deep. He's carving up Houston with passes, like this one to the Caruso.
So LeBron, looking at a double team with 5 seconds to shoot, throws a perfect pass to Caruso, who lays it up and in. Give the assist to LeBron, give the basket to Caruso. Lakers trail by one.
Another amazing look from LeBron. And there's nothing the guy can't do. He's getting out on the break, as only an old man can.
Hands to Davis. Now the Lakers on the run to LeBron. LeBron all the way! Freight train coming, LeBron James, two-handed jam.
This dude, I mean, finishing like a monster, but getting it done, and not only getting it done, but just embarrassing fools on the other end of the floor.
Covington back to Gordon, now picked up by LeBron. Gordon looks like he wants to shoot it. He does. He goes right to the rim. LeBron blocks it. Great defensive play by LeBron. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Harden flying down the middle. Blocked again by LeBron. His second block in the last minute. How about LeBron defensively, Michael, with two blocks on the last two Houston possessions?
Like Bill Russell out there protecting the basket.
Yeah, right? Get that weak crop out of here. And there was even more where that came from.
Covington to Rivers, Rivers to the rim, blocked by LeBron, and the quarter's over. And LeBron has his fourth block of the game. He's been all over the place on both ends of the court.
Fourth block of the quarter. LeBron and the Lakers won that game on defense, and especially with their fourth quarter defense. Man, they locked Houston the hell up. They're so much longer. They're so much more physical. That was a mug job. Small ball just got punched in the face again. Like, they're trapping the pick and roll. They're getting in passing lanes. They're locking them down. They held Houston to just 38 in the second half. And that's the scary thing for Houston fans, right? They hit 40% of their threes. That was not a terrible shooting night. And they took care of the ball. They did not turn the rock over. And Russ was good. And James Harden went 33-9-9. The Beard just missed a triple-double. Russ had a good game, and they still lost by double digits. And remember those dopes who were saying that LeBron was not a true Laker, that LeBron did not understand what being a Laker was all about, that LeBron came here for the wrong reasons, that LeBron was here for his production company, that LeBron just didn't get it. Remember all those dopes? Well, check this from LeBron about Kobe and the Laker tradition.
At the end of the day, we just hope we make him and his family proud. And that's all it's about. And anybody that's ever stepped foot and put on a Lakers jersey, we hope we make them proud as well. From Kobe all the way down to everybody that's ever played in Los Angeles or been a part of the Los Angeles Lakers organization. That's what we're trying to do. I mean, it's a tradition here, and it's our responsibility, win, lose, or draw, to hold that with the utmost responsibility and utmost respect. And, you know, and that's what Dr. Buss will want as well.
So he gets it. He gets it. That's not like idle chatter. He understands. And speaking of takes that are starting to look pretty horrible right about now, remember all those Laker fans who wanted Frank Vogel to bench Rondo for Dion Waiters? Now, where are all you geniuses? Because I know where Rondo is, on the floor and looking like the Rondo of a decade ago. I mean, holy crap. Playoff Rondo has officially arrived. He's in the building. There's nothing this guy can't do. All over again. 21 points, 9 assists, and setting up Anthony Davis for alley-oops.
D'Antoni citing personal reasons, and that's all he would give on Daniel House. He did say it was not COVID-related. Oh, Anthony Davis on a beautiful setup from Rondo.
He just steps up. P.J. Tucker starts to front. Rondo throws it up over the top.
Rondo, man. I mean, literally, how does this guy do this? He walked in off the street after being away for months, and just shows up and does that. And more than that, how about him hitting from three and then chasing it with a steal and a layup?
Here's LeBron, gives it up. Morris across court. Rondo just hit a three. And Rondo's got his third made three of the night.
Well, we've been saying the Lakers don't have a third guy. Rajon Rondo is saying, yes, we do. and it's me, and they double-team Arden and get a steal and another Rondo bucket.
That's a 10-0 Laker run. Harden was trying to go behind the back. Rondo was right there.
Like, the whole thing is so weird to me. Like, to see LeBron doing what he's doing at 35 is absolutely incredible. And then to know that Rondo, who seems like he's old enough to be LeBron's dad, is actually younger than LeBron, and then he's doing what he's doing. That might have been a 10-0 Laker run, but that was a personal 8-0 Rondo run. And that took the Lakers from 1 up to 8. So if Rondo is knocking in threes, you can go ahead and cancel Christmas.
You can cancel Christmas.
It does not. Yeah, you can. Like, it doesn't matter what else you're doing. When Rondo is hot from outside, it's going to be a long night for everybody. And then again, it's not just about the offense. This guy's rolling out there looking to defend James Harden and Russell Westbrook, too. And again, as a reminder, this is a guy who didn't play in the first round. And prior to that, he had not played, or he had played in zero games. And he had a single practice in the last 6 months. This guy's a freaking pro. This is a guy who shows up when it matters and can just throw the switch. You're not supposed to be able to do that, but Rondo can, and Rondo does. Anthony Davis is looking around him at these old dudes, and he can't believe what he sees.
His intensity picks up. He wants to guard, you know, the best perimeter guy. You see, he guards James and Russ sometimes, shooting the ball very well, making the right passes. So his IQ is on another level. You know, we got, you know, the two best IQ guys in the game, him and LeBron on the floor at the same time, you know, which is tough for defenses, and he's making the right plays. Playoff Rondo is real, and you know, he showed up tonight.
That's it. Playoff Rondo is real. And you do have a couple of guys that are not only floor generals, but have extremely high basketball IQs in the two old guys. Or as LeBron put it best, quote, some people are built for this and some people are not. Rondo is. Again, I don't know what's more insane, that Rondo is doing that at 34 or that Rondo is only 34. I mean, it feels like this guy was in Boston like 40 years ago.
34.
And never mind KG. Didn't Rondo run with Bird and McHale? Wasn't Rondo part of that amazing two-headed backcourt along with Bob Cousy? How is this guy still playing at this level? How is this guy doing it with that intensity after not playing for so long? Because like LeBron, Rondo defies belief. Now, that's not to say that he can go out there every single night there and do what he did last night. And if you're a Rondo hater or a Laker hater, you better hope he doesn't. Because if this guy can consistently do what he did last night, look the hell out. Small ball may have worked in game one, but it hasn't since. Harden and Russ both got theirs, and they still got worked. So that's bad news for the Rockets and everybody else who is still running in the bubble. Especially if Rondo is going to show up like that and give the Lakers that kind of production with regularity. 1-800-636-8686. I guess what I'm saying is this. Very easy to hate the Lakers. Very easy to hate on LeBron. Very easy to hate on Rondo. But you got to put some respect on those guys. Especially at that age, doing what they're doing at that level. All right, some other basketball news. I want to talk about the Heat, the Bucks, Giannis. Where does last night's loss leave all of them? And I want to get out in front of some of you dopes who are saying things like Giannis could have played. Giannis should have played. Giannis didn't want to play. Giannis was protecting himself. Bullcrap, bullcrap, bullcrap. We are 24 hours out. There is going to be an NFL game on Thursday. Lots to talk about in the NFL. And again, it's so surreal and so weird and so awesome to be talking actual NFL news. And speaking of NFL news, there is some really good news and some really bad news. And I'll have both those stories. I do want to talk some baseball. I want to talk about the Yankees. The hell happened to them? Weren't they 16-6? Weren't they a lock for the postseason? Not anymore, they're not. One more NBA note. I would say pour one out for the Munster kid, but there's really no need for that because he's going to land on his feet or in his coffin or whatever vamps do when they get a little time off. I don't know. My man's probably already back at the lane, Mockingbird Lane. We've had a little bit of fun at this kid's expense. He can coach now. My man can coach. I'm talking about the Munster kid. The Billy Donovan era in OKC is over. He did a hell of a job there. The team is saying that it's mutual. Translated, they need to rebuild. I understand that. And that monster kid at age 55 probably does not want any part of a rebuild, and I understand that as well. So look back at the monster kid's time at OKC. He did a great job, and he will be in great demand. So with that in mind, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. Let me check some reaction really quickly. Hey, Rome. So a team of James Harden and Austin Rivers can't beat LeBron and AD. Shocking. Signed, the 016ers going up against Shaq and Kobe. Jeremiah in Greenville. Yeah, not really, Jeremiah. I mean, couldn't you argue that Harden and Russell Westbrook, a couple of Hall of Famers, are going up against a couple of other Hall of Famers, LeBron and AD? It's not James Harden and Austin Rivers. It's Harden and Russell Westbrook. And my point is, Harden and Russell Westbrook both had good games last night, and they still got hammered. Rome, Rondo did look pretty good. I feel like the Lakers are going to be tough to beat. The Clippers do look good too, though. I would appreciate if you could go into great detail about those two teams and what their chances are of winning the title. Maybe for the rest of the show. Thanks, I will take my question off the air. Signed, Giannis, formerly in Milwaukee. Matt in Poland Springs. I wouldn't say that just yet. In fact, I've got thoughts on that. But I can't pose the question. Going to break, do you think that that means because they got bounced again? And this year was different, right? He got hurt. There was COVID. But it was a tremendous disappointment for Milwaukee to go down the way they did. When you consider how good they were during the regular season and the expectations, the fact that they got jacked up in the second round and went out in five games, even though he got hurt, is a major disappointment. So where does that leave him? Is he going to bounce? Can they surround him with the talent that he needs? Or is he exactly where he wants to be? And are they on track? And is it all part of a process? Dear Jim, more like the Greek butt cheek, since he gets wiped out of the playoffs every year. Am I right? Signed, Brett and Bugahaw. Thought of that on my own. Wore the cheek, demanding a trade to L.A. before it's too late, so that LeBron can mold him into the player and Laker that he was born to be. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? That'd go over pretty well. That'd go over about as well as Giannis going to Golden State, which would be hilarious. Rome Slice. Happy NFL Christmas Eve. It's great to be back. Regards, tweeting at athletes that screwed you over in fantasy football. Geoff and Lincoln. All right, let me get out. Football's back. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, has millions of reasons to be pumped. To kick off the season, DraftKings is giving new users a free shot at a $1 million top prize, with a total of $3 million up for grabs for this Thursday's football contest. Getting in on tomorrow night's single-game showdown is so easy. You draft six players from the season opener, you stay under the salary cap, and you see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching the game like having a shot at a million-dollar payday. Download the DraftKings app right now. Use the code ROME. And for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize and $3 million in total prizes. Do not miss this extra special week one bonus. Enter the code ROME. Get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. Remember, you have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details. DraftKings.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. More of your reaction coming up momentarily, and a What's Your Beef segment coming up next hour. What's Your Beef? Well, Trapper is back. When you need auto parts quickly, O'ReillyAuto.com is only a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts fast. You can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders, over $35, or you can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside. You can even have your battery tested free of charge while you are there. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your vehicle at a guaranteed low price. Like Superstar batteries, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts, designed to meet the electrical demands of today's cars. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Still looking for a good phone call. I'm getting calls, just calls that are not good enough to get on the air. All right, you already know where I come out on this. I don't need the calls. I want the calls, but I don't need the calls. If it's not going to make the show better, it's not getting on the air. If it is, I'll put you right to the front of the line. Rome, we think Giannis will definitely stay in Milwaukee. Signed, college girlfriends of guys who just got drafted into the NBA. Stephen Phoenix, P.S. What's more surprising, Rondo being 34 or Hawk being younger than 34?
34.
That's tricky. I'm going to say Rondo being 34. Rondo just seems like he's been around much, much longer than that. Hey, Jim, 24 hours until the return of football. Who cares? Where have you been living? Under a GD rock? 24 hours till football. The Tour de France has been on for 11 days. It's freaking amazing. And I can totally relate because I rode to work 21 miles. Regards, Adam Hawk. Jake in New York City. Unwore saddle sores. Speaking of which, Adam Hawk, I know it's early in the show for me to have a conversation with you. Normally, that is not a first hour thing. But I have to say, the other day, I checked out one of your Instagram stories. Not something I generally do. Not something that I will generally do going forward. But I have to admit, dude, the video of you on your bike alongside the beach was looking pretty tight. What are your rides up to? How far are you riding now?
Well, thank you for saying that. It was a 32-mile ride, so I passed the personal best by 10 miles. And it was 2 days after a near-death experience. I got clip-in pedals, and I fell over into oncoming traffic, and a Jeep missed my head by 6 inches. And I'm just really happy to be alive, to be honest with you.
How did that happen? What happened?
I lost my balance because I didn't know what I was doing in these pedals. And if anyone has ever ridden, you are literally clipped into them. I only clipped one out at a stoplight making a left, and I lost my balance and fell into incoming traffic.
I was
going
to say, were you doing that thing where you stop at a stoplight, and you're kind of trying to balance, you were unable to do so?
Right, because I didn't know what I was doing and had no business riding in traffic with clip-in pedals on my first day. And this was Friday. And honestly, like, I went home and hugged my kids for like an hour because I thought I was dead. And then I just went and chased out with
What did the driver of the Jeep say to you? Was he pissed?
No, he was going 40 miles an hour the opposite way. So he was not pissed. He probably would have been pissed if my head was lodged inside of his axle and I ruined his car from decapitation. But luckily...
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah.
That'd not be cool.
Yeah, it would not be cool for anyone. And luckily, he missed me by 6 inches. And I learned my lesson. I don't belong in clip-in pedals on the street. So now I will just ride on bike paths.
Well, there you go. Lesson learned, right?
Yes. Lesson learned. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for checking in. So anyway, I thought that the produced video of him on his bike, knowing what I know now, I wish you had produced a video of that Jeep almost running over your melon. And that would have got some views. That's a story that I would have watched. And then you could have made that one of your highlights and put that below your feed and have it up there. We can watch it over and over and over again. That near-death experience. Oh, and notice what I've been pretty good about this. You know how, quote, celebrities, and I'm not one of them, I'm not a celebrity. But you know how celebrities, if something bad happens, they generally rush to their phone and they tweet it out. Like, way to go, insert airlines or whatever. I'm usually pretty careful about not doing that with this platform. But to that absolute a-hole that veered in front of me on the freeway switch today without thinking, who could have ended both of our lives, wake the hell up. Hey, let this be a reminder to anybody who's driving around right now. Just, man, be alert. be alert because there are idiots like Hawk and idiots like that a-hole in front of me today that missed the freeway change altogether. And rather than driving one more off-ramp and getting off and turning around and owning that mistake, homeboy or homegirl or whoever it was just decided, oh, that's not my freeway. I will just veer as far over as fast as I can without even looking at who's behind me. Van Smack could have bought it. Just a reminder. Be careful of people like that, and be careful of people like Hawk who have clip-in pedals and do not know how to use them and are trying to balance themselves at a stop sign or a stoplight. 1-800-636-8686. This says, great email, Jake. Knowing Hawk, he thinks that he can relate to Greg LeMond now. If he knew who LeMond was. I remember having Greg LeMond on Talk 2 back in the day. Way back in the day. Long before I started to interview Lance Armstrong, I had Greg LeMond on. And I remember him doing an interview after the fact where he said, you know what? Cycling is coming. I did a TV interview and the guy actually knew what he was talking about. So therefore, we must be making progress. And then when we had the house in Montana, he was in the same neighborhood. So I would look down. Like my house was above his house. He had this amazing property with like these three lakes. And I'd look down at this guy. I'm like, damn. My man has arrived. The sport has arrived, and so has he. He's got three lakes on his property. Adam, do you know who Greg LeMond is? Oh, my God, dude. That was absolutely incredible what he just said to me. This is absolutely amazing. Y'all ready for this? I know you're not, Hawk. I literally just asked on the air to Adam Hawk, do you know who Greg LeMond is? And his response to me, and I quote, yes, the Olympic diver. Is that why he had the lakes on his property? Man, Hawk, you were so proud of yourself with that response. Is that why he had the lakes on his property? No, idiot. You're talking about Louganis, not LeMond. Damn, Hawk, you are the absolute best. And by best, I mean worst. Dude, do you know anything about sports? At all? Oh, yeah, I know that guy. He was an Olympic diver. No, he was actually an amazing American cyclist. Is that the Olympic diver? And is that why he had those lakes on his property? Dude, I would fire you, but then what would I have to talk about? That's an all-time low for you, Hawk, honestly. Literally, that's an all-time low. Just next time I ask you if you've heard of an athlete, just be honest and say no. Don't guess. Oh, by the way, what's your beef? Anybody have a beef? 1-800-636-8686. Oh, man. All right, short timeout. When we come back, this dude... What I do want to talk about is Giannis, and where does that leave Giannis? They go out early again. They look bad doing it again. Is he in the right spot? Are the Bucks the right franchise for him? Or does he owe it to himself to find a better situation? Is there a better situation? Can they convince him that there's not a better situation? How much of this is on him? All things Giannis and the Bucks. When we come back, and I do want to talk about Billy Donovan and where he might end up. Kenny Clark, next hour. What's your beef? Next hour. PJ Washington, next hour. Right now.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is also an ATP Day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question right there, and I will answer one of them later on. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Mike in LFK asked the proverbial question. The question comes up every single time. Hawk goes Hawk. Hawk just went Hawk. Adam Hawk, EP, executive producer. When I said, do you know who Greg LeMond is? He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, isn't that that Olympic diver? No, that would be Greg Louganis. But you got the first name right, though. Credit for that. Mike and LFK asks then what people always ask when we have those moments, because generally we have those moments several times a week. Quote, how does a dude with no sports knowledge get a job on Jim Rome? Seriously. All right, now to be fair, it's not that he has no sports knowledge. That's not accurate. That's not true. That's not fair. He has extremely limited sports knowledge. But to say that he has no sports knowledge is not accurate. I mean, yes, he should know who Larry Holmes is. Yes, he should know who Greg LeMond is. You know, not because it makes you a better person, but if you are going to be, quote, the executive producer of an extremely high-level sports talk radio program, a legacy radio program, probably you should know those things. Adam Hawk does not. So, to answer your question, how does he get that job? A number of ways, actually. If we were testing for sports knowledge, he would have never gotten the door. But the way he got into the door and actually got the job, to answer your question, number one, highly regarded, highly recommended. Never forget, there was a radio executive who said to me and Craig Kitchen, who was also involved in this discussion, quote, very smart young man. Very, very smart young man. One day, we will all work for Adam Hawk. And this was a fairly high-level radio executive who told me this. I'm like, damn, that kid must be really smart if one day we're all going to work for Adam Hawk. Number two, homeboy interviewed pretty well. Now, I've made mistakes in my life before in hiring, both personally and professionally. I've had people come through the door that I thought were extremely well-prepared and interviewed very well. And I'm like, yeah, man, he or she is the one. And then they were not. But he interviewed very well. And then you got to admit, he had a good resume. He'd worked for some other high-level shows. No show quite like this. No disrespect to those he worked for. But he worked for some pretty high-level people. JT the Brick, Fred Rogan. Like, he worked on some high-level programming. That's how he got the job. Like, I knew coming in that he didn't know a hell of a lot about sports. But I do, and others around me do, and he brought something to it that others did not. Good background in radio, good producing ear and eye, and an appreciation of this show, as much as he tries to bring it down at times with his lack of sports knowledge. All right, so he doesn't know Greg LeMond. Do all of you? Probably. Hey, Rome, Greg LeMond, greatest American cyclist, period. Won the Tour three times. Probably would have three more if he wasn't duped by a French teammate or shot on a hunting trip by his brother-in-law. That's a true story, by the way. War clip-in, Pedal Nation. Jim in Denver. Hey, Rome, isn't Neil Armstrong that guy who won the Tour while fighting cancer with steroids? Signed, Hawk. That's not Neil Armstrong. That would be Lance Armstrong. The same guy who Chael Sonnen once asked or suggested gave himself cancer. Remember how controversial that was at that time? And then we found out that Lance was using drugs, lots of drugs. And I'm not saying that he gave himself cancer. I'm just saying, do you remember when Chael suggested that he did?
When you screw up and you somehow, you know, take Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong did a number of things, and he gave himself cancer. Okay, Lance Armstrong cheated. He did drugs. He gave himself cancer. Well, instead of saying, hey, listen, I cheated. Nobody else should cheat or you could get cancer. He actually made himself the victim and then went out and profited like 15 point some million dollars from this, hey, poor me campaign. Let's find a cure for cancer. Instead of really just coming clean and saying, look, here's what I did. I screwed myself up and I hope nobody else doesn't learn from my mistakes.
Chael is one of one, man. Chael Sonnen. There's nobody like Chael. Chael made his triumphant return to the Smack Off this year. It was good to have him back. Dear Hawk, don't beat yourself up. You got away with one. Simple as that. That mistake may have just saved your life. Only feel bad if you don't learn from a stupid decision. That said, I'm happy that time and space were on your side, if even just for only a few inches. Also, Rome, I'm very happy that you did not die on the way to work today. That would have really sucked. Lance in Iowa. Yeah, especially if I'd gone that way. Like, it's nobody's place to say where and when they go. And I've had a pretty good run already. But I would have hated to go like that because some idiot was not paying attention on the road at 5:15 in the morning. Hey, Rome, I wish there was a way that I could exercise within the safety of my own home while still being able to ride a bike, but without the fear of falling in front of a vehicle in the empty streets of the LA area. If you could find some kind of product like that, you should see if they can become a sponsor of the show. Matt in Poland Springs. I've had that conversation too. See, that's the thing. I ride every single day. I do. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, you know, generally 5 or 6 times a week. I have never lost balance on my bike. I also have clip-ins. I do. Special shoes for my special bike that clip in, and I have never once fallen off that bike. I checked my profile, I think 520 rides. 520, never once fallen off. Never once lost balance, fell off, and had a Jeep nearly run over my head. That's just me. Of course, I've never taken that Peloton on the road. Not physically, virtually, perhaps. Hey, Rome, does Hawk's dad work for CBS? Signed, Mike Golick's kid. Casey, New Hampshire. No, there's no nepotism here. I was responsible for that decision. I didn't make it by myself. I didn't make it in a vacuum. But ultimately, like Gladiator, thumbs up, thumbs down, it came down to me. I'm owning that. The reason he sits before me on the other side of the glass and knows next to nothing about sports is on me. But again, when looking at the totality of the situation, Hawk's positives far outweigh his negatives, even if his biggest negative is he knows next to nothing about sports and produces a sports talk show. But he has lots of positives and lots of other things to bring to it. For one, content. I've done nothing but talk about him for the past half hour now. That wasn't planned. But then again, who would have known that Greg LeMond would have shown up as a topic and I would have asked Hawk if he knew who he was? And yes, I had to know deep down that he was not going to know the answer, right? Why would Hawk know who? Never mind that Hawk's new passion in life is riding that bike every single day 30 miles. He still doesn't know who Greg LeMond is. Man, and how far off the beaten path am I now? This was not the plan. I need somebody to jerk us and shock us back into reality and get us back on the path. Let's go to the phones. You know who's going to do that? Matt in L.A. What's up, Matt?
That's the Mac. Thanks for the Vine. A message to my man Poindexter, to Johnny Whiteface, and to that vermin-worshipping weirdo Bob Watson Matt in L.A. outro t-shirt, because it's just a formality now. Like Portland woman witnessing, you guys are getting gentlemen sweet. But that's not why I called, Jim. I called to tell OKC they blew it. I mean, really, OKC? You think jettisoning the Munster kid's going to solve your problems? Brad and Corona and Lily's kid brought that sour lemon-laden Thunder roster respectability with CP3, Lurch Adams, and a bunch of stiffs producing NBA playoff lemonade for 7 games until getting beat by a better squad. So don't parlay showing Edward Munster the door by dealing CP3's albatross contract. Bring in Mark Jackson and build the OKC Thunder the right way. KD, the Beard, and Westbrook ain't walking through that door, you pukes. War Itch Rick Eisenhower drinking maple syrup straight out the bottle as a beverage. Laura James Kelly and Johnny Whiteface being mistaken for walking hot air balloons by little kids that just watched up. But unwore, Irate Craig watching NFL Sunday Tent Side at JoJo's LBC Pub in his fall digs, OC adjacent sidewalk cardboard box. Outro!
I feel like I've heard that call 1,000 times. Is there anybody listening right now who could decode that phone call besides me? And I think I got like 70% of it. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Adam, do you know who Miguel Indurain is? Just kidding. I know you don't. Let's talk cycling. That's like the new passion, though. Hey, like, how do you crack the kid? Like, I wish you still had that story up. That it really was a cool-looking video. It really was. Kind of inspired me until I realized you have no idea who Greg LeMond is. Yeah, yeah. Isn't he that Olympic diver? Yeah, that's who that is. Now, the second hour is a busy hour. I've got Green Bay Packers nose tackle Kenny Clark coming up at the top. Then we have the triumphant return of the What's Your Beef segment. It's been a few months since we had that. We are going to bring that thing back. 10:20 Pacific time. So you're about a half hour out. What's Your Beef? It can be about anything at all. We do it once a week. What's Your Beef? Also, Jambo 121 says, hey, Jim, what did you say the secret to staying on your bike is? I want to take notes. Signed, Bobby Petrino. That's why I've never gotten on the back of a hog. That's my biggest fear, laying that bad boy down and leaving half my face on the pavement with a young mistress on the back. All right. Hour number two coming up. And again, a busy, busy one. Kenny Clark, What's Your Beef, PJ Washington, and more. Stay with it.